ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यच्चक्षुरासित्रणीर्देवयानम् त्रिमयो ब्रह्मण एष दिष्ण्याम् द्वारं च मुक्तेरमृतिं च मृत्युः प्रसीदतां नः स महाविभूतिः। यच्चक्षुरासित्तरणीर्देवयानम् त्रयीमयो ब्रह्मण एष दिष्ण्याम् द्वारं च मुक्तेरमृतं च मृत्युः प्रसीदतां नः स महाविभूतिः। यच्चक्षुरासित्तरणीर्देवयानम् त्रयीमयो ब्रह्मण एष दिष्ण्याम् द्वारं च मुक्तेरमृतं च मृत्युः प्रसीदतां नः स महाविभूतिः।
Translation: The Supreme God marks the path of liberation. The Sun God marks the path of liberation, which is called Archiradi Vartama. He is the chief source for understanding of the Vedas. He is the abode where the absolute truth can be worshipped. He is the gateway to liberation, and he is the source of eternal life as well as the cause of death. The Sun God is the eye of the Lord. May that Supreme Lord, who is supremely opulent, be pleased with us. Purport: The Sun God is considered to be the chief of the demigods. He is also considered to be the demigod who watches the northern side of the universe. He gives help for understanding the Vedas, as confirmed in Brahma Samhita 5.52. यच्चक्षुरेश सविता सकलाग्रहाणां राजा समस्त सुरमूर्तिरशेष तेज यस्यानया भ्रमति संवृत कालचक्रो गोविंदमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि। द सन गॉड फुल ऑफ इनफाइनाइट एफल्जेंस इज द किंग ऑफ ऑल द प्लैनेट्स एंड द इमेज ऑफ द गुड सोल। द सन इज लाइक द आई ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड। आई एडोर द प्राइमेबल लॉर्ड गोविंद इन पर्सुएंस of whose order the sun performs his journey, mounting the wheel of time. The sun is actually the eye of the Lord. In the Vedic mantras, it is said that unless the Supreme Personality of Godhead sees, no one can see. Unless there is sunlight, no living entity on any planet can see. Therefore, the sun is considered to be the eye of the Supreme Lord. That is confirmed here by the words Yat Chakshur Asit, and in the Brahma Samhita by the word Yat Chakshur Esh Savita. The word Savita means the sun god.
Agnir Mukham Yasya Tu Jata Veda Jata Kriya Kanda Nimitta Janma Anta Samudre Anupachan Swadhatun Prasidatam Nahasa Mahavibhutihi.
Translation: Fire which is born for the sake of accepting oblations in ritualistic ceremonies is the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Fire exists within the depth of the ocean to produce wealth, and fire is also present in the abdomen to digest food and produce various secretions for the maintenance of the body. May that supremely powerful Personality of Godhead be pleased with us.
Om Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of all the devotees to speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam.
Here in this chapter, which is entitled The Demigods Appeal to the Lord, we find that the demigods are in great problem because of the curse of Durvas Muni. And so they approach Brahmaji. And as I was chanting, Vanchakalpatru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhubeya, which I was thinking, that yes, Brahmaji is also a Vaishnav, and a Vaishnav can fulfill all desires. We pray like this. He's very compassionate. So the demigods have made such a great fault, and they have lost all their power, now being attacked by the demons, approach Brahmaji, who is a Vaishnav. And initially, he just chastises them. He corrects them. So when sometimes we may approach a Vaishnava after some fault, then we may also face some correction. Brahmaji is correcting, but the good quality of the demigods is they are accepting the correction. There are two things one can do. When one is corrected, one may just flee away, run away. And the other thing is that one may stay there, accept the correction, and then improve. So the second person who stays and tries to improve makes very quick advancement. From my personal experience in my own life, I've seen that those devotees who have actually surrendered to their seniors, and surrender is very difficult, because when we try to surrender, there may be chastisement, there may be correction. But those who have sincerely done that, down the line we see that they have made very wonderful advancement in their spiritual life. And people like myself who escape, it takes long time for them to stabilize and make advancement. So here, the demigods, that is the difference between the demigods and the demons also. They never surrender, the demons. The demigods, very intelligent, and now being corrected by Brahmaji. So Brahmaji now takes them to Shweta Dvipa, which is the spiritual planet present here in the material world. And going there, he offers prayers to Lord Vishnu. So what we are now reading is the series of prayers offered by Brahmaji. And he is comparing the Lord to different material elements. Because the Lord is present everywhere. Someone gave an example that how the Lord is the Aadhar, the sustainer, and one who beholds everything. Just like I may be sitting here on this Vyasasana, and the Vyasasana is sitting on this floor. And this floor is based on this beam of this building, and this building is based on what? The earth. And the earth is beheld by the Lord. So actually, he is holding me also. He is the Aadhar for everything. So he is present everywhere. So all the elements, he has been glorified. And the shloka previous to this, he has been glorified and compared to fire. Aham Vaishvanara Bhutva Praninam Dehama Shritaha. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, I am situated as the fire of digestion. We all have fire of digestion in our stomachs. Those devotees, we see there are some like Bhimsen. One of the names of Bhimsen is Vrikodara. And Govindra was mentioning, the fire which he has in his stomach is Vrika. Very, very powerful. He can eat a lot. And then he also performs a lot of activity. And some people don't have very strong fire. When the Vaishvanara is not very happy, the fire is very weak. And if you eat, then what happens is indigestion. And when there is indigestion, Prabhupada says, how person sleeps so much? He feels very sick. So like that, the Lord is there, pachami annam chaturvidham. Four types of food. The ones which we chew, suck, we lick and we swallow. There are four types of foodstuffs, and this foodstuffs is being digested by the Lord. So the Lord is beholding me. The Lord is helping me digest my food. I am so dependent on the Lord. Without His help, I cannot do anything. So He is very kind and present. So Brahmaji glorifies Him over here in the form of fire. Srila Prabhupada one time was with his personal servant at that time, Bhakti Charu Maharaj. And it's a very famous story, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, whenever he comes here, we request him, Maharaj, please tell us this story. And he enjoys telling it. Because it's a story where he was chastised by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is a Bengali here in this material world. And he, in Bengali, there is one dish, I think it is called as charchari, probably, which is made of chilies. It is just a sabji made of chilies. So Prabhupada taught him, he called him and he said, I like this, you should make this. So he put chilies and lots of ghee. Lots of chilies and lots of ghee. So very amazing sabji. And Srila Prabhupada made it. There's lots of ghee, lots of chilies. And then next time, after many days, Srila Prabhupada fell sick. He was very sick. And during that time in his sickness, Bhakti Charu Maharaj was taking care of him. So Prabhupada asked him that, Bhakti Charu, make that charchari sabji. So he thought, the doctor has told Prabhupada not to take such items. And this sabji will be very detrimental for his health because it is full of chilies. So how can I make? But because it is the order, I have to make. Otherwise Prabhupada would become angry. So he made the sabji. But what he did is, he did not put many chilies out of fear. And so it came out very bad. And the result was, Prabhupada was very angry. And he called him and told him, I taught you how to make it. Why did you not make it properly? And he chastised him. Because too much chili will dissolve the mucus in the body. And that would cause a lot of problem. Our body has three doshas, kapha, vitta, path. So the kapha, dhatu, will go down. So then Bhakti Charu Maharaj was very unhappy that being chastised by Guru. He could not, sometimes you are not able to express, because you know you have done something, your motive is right, and you get chastised. You want to say that no, this was, but in front of the Guru it becomes very difficult. In front of some senior it is very difficult. You get chastised. Sometimes you do everything right. There is no fault. You plan everything. Everything is pakka. All things are there. All planning is there. But still you get chastised. Then we come to the conclusion that this is time for my purification. Only then you can be happy. Otherwise one can be really, really frustrated. I remember one devotee was walking from the prasadam hall and there was a phone call. He was just going for his prasad. There was a phone call and someone said, his phone is ringing, just pick it up. He picked up the phone. Hare Krishna, hello. And sannyasi was there on the line. And the sannyasi said, Haribol, Prabhu, can I come for the Sunday feast program? He said, yes Maharaj, of course you can come. Who am I to stop you from coming? And he allowed him to come. And of course, then he just went and he informed his senior. Then like that, I got a phone call. I was just walking. He asked me. I said, come. I said, what? Why did you say? Because there is already some other senior Prabhupada disciple scheduled for giving a class. Now what will happen? How will we tell him no? You have made great So then he was taken to higher authorities. There was meeting, he was chastised. He said, I was just going for prasad. It's not my fault. He couldn't express. He was crying. He said it was time for his purification. So like that, Krishna teaches humility. And then the instruction that he received was, you are not the authority. The idea is that deep inside our heart, we have a desire to control and enjoy. And many times we make this mistake. We have a tendency. It's an inbuilt tendency. And this tendency can be seen by the Guru and Lord Krishna. Although nobody may be able to see it, sometimes even we don't know. And the Paramatma in the Guru's heart inspires him to free us of this tendency, to correct us. And if we can see things in that context, then we will make a lot of advancement. Of course, if we don't, then we will suffer again and again. So here we see Lord Srila Prabhupada explaining. Here Bhaktichara Maharaj was chastised, and then again any guest would come, Prabhupada would call Bhaktichara Maharaj and tell him, this boy, I taught him so many times to make this sabji, he does not know. He is a fool. 2, 3, 4 times like that, Bhaktichara Maharaj was really, really very sad. And after many days passed by, Prabhupada was just lying down, Bhaktichara Maharaj cleaning the room. Prabhupada got up and said, why did you make the sabji like that? And of course, that day, Prabhupada's anger had cooled down, but yet it was there. And Bhaktichara Maharaj explained, Prabhupada, it was because you were sick and I thought that, you know, to put more chilies would be very bad for your health. So I did not put. Prabhupada said, oh, how foolish. He said, this is a science. Cooking is a science. We have fire of digestion in our body. And if you put too much chilies, then it will burn the mucus. If you put too much of ghee, then the mucus will increase. Therefore, when we cook charchari, we put lots of ghee. And enough chilies also. But because ghee is cooling and chilies are hot, both of them balance each other. So it doesn't cause a problem. You should have asked me. And that's how Prabhupada explained. So Srila Prabhupada, here Brahmaji is explaining how fire is Lord Krishna's representation. And in the next shloka, he explains how sun is representing Krishna. The sun god is a devotee of the Lord, Vivaswan. And the sun god is, it's mentioned here that he is in charge for the northern direction. Sun travels from north to south. He is in charge for the northern direction. And he also divides all the planets. He is king of all the planets. Surena hi vibhajayante. Srimad Bhagavatam says that how the sun divides all the planetary systems. And scientifically also we know that the sun rotates around 16,000 miles per second. Srila Prabhupada mentioning in one lecture, which he was giving again on this 8th canto. So, the sun is such a nice devotee that Lord Krishna chose him to be the first person to give knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Imam vivasvate yogam proktavan aham avyayam. He tells Arjuna, I spoke this Bhagavad Gita to sun god. And then, in turn, he gave this knowledge to Manu in the beginning of Treta Yuga. Manu received this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. And now, it is all coming to down in disciplic succession to all the other living entities. So, there is a nice story how the sun god is an amazing devotee of the Lord and he helps other devotees. This story starts from when the Pandavas, who are great devotees of the Lord, have been tricked in the gambling match by Dhritarashtra and his sons leading Duryodhan and his party. So they have been tricked very badly, insulted Draupadi very badly. It's a amazing story. It's a very long story, but how the whole dice match took place. But in short, they are very exalted Kshatriyas, devotees of the Lord, insulted so badly that they are very angry now. This is what Lord Krishna also wanted. So they walk out of the palace of Hastinapur. As they walk out, their mother Kunti is crying. And she is wailing actually. And Vidura, he takes hold of Kunti Devi. He says that she is too old, she should not go to the forest. And he takes her to his house. Dhritarashtra now understanding that so much has been done by Duryodhan, he is afraid now. Till the whole time the match was going on, he was just sitting. Nobody said anything. Draupadi's clothes were being ripped off and they were insulted and nobody spoke. And now Dhritarashtra is so much in anxiety because Bhimsen got up in the middle and took many vows. He said, I will personally kill each of the 100 sons. And he said that Sahadev will kill Shakuni. Such Arjuna will kill Karna. All of them, they took all these vows. So he's very, very afraid. And he starts asking Vidura, what will happen now? What will happen? Vidura has already told him so many times. He has never listened. So how did the Pandavas go? What were they doing when they were leaving the Hastinapur? So Vidura tells him, all bad omens are seen. The birds which are inauspicious are crying out. The wolves are crying. And then he tells them, Vidura tells them that when the Pandavas were walking, Yudhishthir Maharaj had covered his face with a chadar. Arjuna was throwing sand here and there. Bhima was looking at his own muscles. And Sahadev had put marks on his face, covered his face with different marks. And like that he was walking. And Dhaumya Rishi, their preceptor, was walking in the front, chanting, throwing dhruva grass. So he said, what does this mean? He said, this means that Bhimsen is looking at his muscles. He is thinking that how he is going to use them to crush each of the Kauravas. He is just waiting for that opportunity. For that 14th year. And what about Yudhishthir? See, Yudhishthir covered his face with chadar because he was so angry that his eyes had become red. And he did not want the residents of Hastinapur to see his anger. He was thinking that I might burn them with my anger in my eye. And what about Arjuna? Arjuna was throwing sand here and there because he was thinking that I am going to use countless arrows in the battle and kill all the different kings who supported the Kauravas. And Sahadev, he had put marks on his face because he was very beautiful and handsome. And he said, this is not the time so that people may become attracted to me, so I don't want them to see my face. And Dhaumya Rishi, he was throwing dhruva grass, very dangerously chanting mantras from Samaved, indicating that when all the Kauravas are dead, these are the mantras their rishis are going to chant. So, very horrifying experience for Dhritarashtra, hearing all this. And like that, the